All right, so I'm trying something new this week because I think that we should try to mix it up with the opening. So, all right, what's up, weebs and weebits? How does that sound?
That was ass.
Yeah,
I like it. No, wait. No, I like it, bro. I feel like it's just the right amount of cringy.
So cringe.
But I was like, you're either going to be off put from the get go or you're going to be down, which I mean, you get the same effect from both of the openings that we do. But anyways, welcome to the Weebly Comic Podcast, a podcast where every week we talk about anime, manga, comic book movies, and the latest entertainment news. I'm Diego, also known as Wrath. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Brennan.
Yeah, I just got done throwing up, y'all. That was the most disgusting entrance I have ever heard.
Star Psycho, aka Adrian.
Hey, y'all, how y'all going?
And Jay Avocado, also known as Jay.
What's up, guys?
And, yeah. I fumbled the bag immediately.
Wow.
So much energy
just to go to nothing. Good job, Diego.
So this week we've got a pretty decent amount of news. Some announcements of the voice actors for Chainsaw Man. The Crunchyroll Anime Awards got revealed. Some pretty big news for the gaming industry, if you care whatsoever. And quite a little bit of Marvel news. And some DC stuff as well that's pretty disappointing. But as always, time codes are in the description, as well as links to all of our socials, YouTube channels, Twitches, yada, yada, yada. You get the point. So let's just dive straight in with...
Yo, mama.
Why are you like this today?
I've been chaotic all day, bro. I was telling Adrian about me at work, bro. Ooh, I was playing with scissors again, getting my manager pissed off at me. She broke my heart, bro.
I'm dead. All right, well, speaking of scissors, why don't we just start off with Chainsaw Man and the voice actors that got revealed for the main cast. So I'm going to start it off with Denji. I'm going to fucking murder this name. Nobuhiko Akimoto is going to be Denji. He also plays Bakugo in My Hero, Garfield in ReZero, Kai and Beastars, and Ryo from Food Wars. I don't even know if I said that name right. But yeah, how do you... Brennan, Adrian, since both of you have read the manga.
I haven't read Chainsaw Man yet.
Okay, well, Adrian, how do you feel about Bakugo being Denji?
I'm not opposed to it. I think it is fitting. Good in hindsight.
Yeah, I think it's fitting.
Like, I just wasn't expecting... Like, I didn't know who I was going to expect, but it... If it had to be someone, Bakugo, the voice actor who did Bakugo, I would say it's a good fit.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know why, he just feels like the right amount of chaotic for Bakugo. Not like asshole-ish. Exactly. Actually, he is kind of an asshole too. But yeah, not anywhere near as much as Bakugo, but a little bit. He's a little bit of an asshole.
He's like a child asshole. Like,
true.
That's what I say.
And speaking of assholes, Power's voice actor, I'm not going to attempt her name because that just looks difficult, but she's the same voice actor as Nagatoro from Don't Toy With Me, Nagatoro, Shaltier Bloodfallen from Overlord, and Chloe from Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, as well as plenty of other animes that I... Yeah, I also think that's fitting. I don't know if you've ever heard like her voice, but I think that
actually,
fits Power.
The only voice is for... Nagatoro,
yeah,
and it's only from the TikTok sound, but
yeah,
I can't see myself like saying, oh yeah, that's something Power would definitely like sound like. But
I think it's the teasing aspect that I get, because you know Power is a little aggressive with everything.
She's a menace.
She's such a menace.
I will still never forget that bitch is borderline racist.
Bro.
Hey, yo, don't spoil me, bro.
We're not saying shit. I'm just saying she's a little bit racist.
Moving on, we got Yoko Hikasa as Makima, aka Rias Gremory from High School DxD. Veronica Desad from Case Study of Vanitas, Estella from Vivi, and Utahime Ihore from Jujutsu Kaisen. And that's the, is that the girl with the white hair with like the braid in front of her face?
No, that's Meme. Utahime is the one with the scar across her face.
Oh, okay. actually, I like that. I'm not gonna lie.
Because I just heard the voice of
See, Rias, for me, Gregory. I was gonna say, for me, I think of Rias, and I'm like, ooh.
I was thinking of Rias, and I'm not saying I've seen Hunt High School DxD. I literally.
Oh, I have. I'm not. I'm not doing this.
Hey, bro.
I have no shame.
Enjoy your edgy anime.
I have no shame.
That's just not for me.
That shit is fire.
From the little voice I've heard from the girl from High School DxD, I feel like. I don't know how I feel about it yet, because I feel like Makima is a good... I was picturing more of like a, not a manly voice, but a little bit of a deeper voice, if you know what I'm saying.
I was going to say, like, she could do intimidating. She could do intimidating and seductive, and that is exactly what Makima is, so...
I don't know, maybe I didn't get this, like, intimidating factor from the voices, the one voice line I've heard from her, so maybe I have to, like, look a little
bit. Diego sus.
Hey, bro.
He got boobies on his screen.
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then Takahiro Sakurai is going to be voicing Aki, who is also the voice for Cloud in Final Fantasy VII, Zombie Man from One Punch Man, Licked from Black Clover, Geto from Jujutsu Kaisen, and a bunch of other characters, including Giyu from Demon Slayer. Which that motherfucker's got range. Looking at this list, but 100%. I think if he went more like either like a mix between Geto or Giyu for Aki, I think that would be a perfect fit.
Yeah, I would say like Giyu
or less Giyu,
because like he is a little bit of a dark brooding type, a little bit.
Yeah,
he does fit that aesthetic. But that's a good
aesthetic.
Aesthetic, bro.
You can happily shut the fuck up.
But yeah, I honestly think that the cast that they chose for like the main four, I like it. I think the voice actor for Nagatoro's only iffy, but I'm sure she's got it. So we're gonna mix it up. Obviously, we normally do news first and then the episodes, but we think that the Crunchyroll Anime Awards will take a little bit longer. So we're just gonna start it off with Attack on Titan episode 2.
I mean, it was cool, you know, like watching everything. To be honest, I really don't care about the starting stuff. I really just wanted to just like fast forward.
What you mean?
But like, I just like, bro. Just release all the episodes, bro. I'm not trying to wait.
You're insane.
No, it's just like, to be honest, I really don't remember much that happened this episode. Like, I'm really trying to think. I remember Zeke showing up, but like, he just threw rocks at people like normal. So like, the peak, the way they did the cart Titan, that was cool. How she like, you know.
She like made
detightened herself.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like it was so predictable. Like I was like, nah, like they dip. Like she's not dead. Like 100%, she's not dead. Like I know for a fact.
I don't think that scene was to make us think that they killed her. I think it was literally just to show how stupid they are. That's how.
No. Yeah. But like that was kind of something I was kind of bothered by. Like Zeke's not stupid. We've seen that Zeke is not that stupid.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Jaegers, not Zeke.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. Well, no, because it was to trick Zeke, too. Remember? And then he ended up getting shot in the head.
I don't think it's dumb of Zeke to see a Titan very far away, to see their bones while they were being attacked, and for him to assume, oh, that Titan was killed. I mean, I don't feel like any of them are stupid for falling for it, because there was two different, because there's two different groups, so of course one group is just going to assume the other one did it, but and I hate saying this, because I freaking hate Flock, but, you know, Flock had some IQ points there, because he literally put it together first. He's like, so who killed it? Because we're not claiming this kill until someone confirms it.
See, that's what I'm saying, though, is that, like, me... Like, how I am, like, playing video games and shit. Like, I don't assume that they're dead until I see a body. And if I don't see Pike's body, I'm going to be like, where the fuck is she?
It's not even just that. It's not even just that. It's what makes you think that killing the Cart Titan would be that easy. Like, Cart, like, I'm sorry, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Is that, that's why I'm saying they're stupid, because they just both were just like, oh, hey, you killed them. And it's like, no. Like, your first response is, where's her body? Or if you see the other group and they're like cheering, obviously you're not like, huh, what? You're like, oh shit, she's not dead. Let's go fucking find her.
To be fair, they do know the Jaegers are competent. At least the LDs, they're like semi-competent, because like even Peek in the beginning of this season was like shitting his pants like when he saw them for the first time. I'm like, what are they? They're coming towards me. There's no way. They're not scared at all. So yeah. Like, I don't think it's dumb for them, but I feel like it is weird that no one knew how it died at all, especially the group that's on the back.
I don't know, man. I'm just like, you've been there longer. You should definitely not assume that the other group killed them.
But, and then, you know, Aaron's painfully slow walking. What else happened this episode? Oh, bruh, that freaking freeze frame of Yelena's face had me dead.
Dog, bro, I don't even, I got nothing for
that.
That
was so funny. I literally asked Adrian, I was like, Adrian, was this for real part of the manga? And he goes, yup. I was like, bro. I was just like, I didn't understand why she looked at him like that. Like,
because she knew he was capping.
Oh my god, bro. That face, man.
Oh my god.
She's bruh. Like, she's like, I know y'all are capping, but there's not really anything I can do about it.
I had nightmares, bro. That was scary.
That was scary. I'm not even gonna lie.
Armin's face said it all too. The way he slowly turned around, he said, "I looked the ugliest devil in the eye." That shit was gross.
So I do have one minor complaint. And this is just because, like, I don't know the intricacies of blimps or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure that if you poke a hole in a blimp, it's not supposed to explode.
Well, that wasn't just a little hole poked.
Yeah, but
bro,
like,
they literally crashed into each other, bro. What you mean?
Okay, but I'm saying, like, the initial blimp that got hit, it just busted into flames out of fucking nowhere. I don't think
you
that,
realize
that happens.
The bottom is electricity. Like, everything got smashed up, and then there's sparks, and then the sparks hit everything else.
Look, man.
Like,
I don't know. I that's my only complaint.
It happens in Avatar too.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Nah, bro, I think you're overthinking it. Bro literally launched like a bajillion rocks at this thing at high speeds.
Look, I'm just salty.
With a 93 per hour,
I'm just salty that Armin didn't go colossal. That's all.
I really don't think Armin's gonna go colossal again. Armin don't like killing people, bro. We saw that.
I
in
know
the,
he doesn't,
in the
but he needs to.
First part. He ain't going to. He's a little sissy baby.
Nah, you're a little sissy baby pussy.
No, Armin's a little sissy baby. I'm so sick of Armin, bro.
Bruh.
Erwin should have lived.
Bruh.
He would have whacked everybody, bro. No cap. No remorse either.
I will say that is true.
If he would have nuked the town, he would have looked down on them and said, yeah, you peasants. And then continued walking. He would have been like, Aaron, get your ass on the ship. I'll handle this. And clapped him all himself. All
right. Well, let's see. What else happened this episode? Oh.
That's what I'm saying. This episode just doesn't feel like
No. Shut the fuck up. Dude.
Walking simulator.
Bruh. Don't say that.
I can take this slander anymore.
I'm saying, dude.
How come they're doing all the talking? We're the ones who read the manga.
I'm not even slandering. What do you mean? Why are you including me in this?
Because, bro, you ain't doing enough defending. So, therefore, you're an accomplice.
Because he's not wrong. Like, nothing.
Oh,
really...
Adrian.
No, hold on.
I can't take this
anymore. Hold on. Like, nothing really happened this episode, but it was still good.
Leave.
Aside from Zeke getting freaking brain.
Oh my god. Nah, okay. So they tried to make us feel bad for Gabby too. And I ain't sitting with that, bro. I ain't standing for this. I ain't sitting for this. Fuck Gabby till the day I die, bro. I don't give a shit.
Face, Gabby, bro.
Nah. Nah.
Hey, shout out my boy Falco, though, for admitting his feelings,
bro. She's literally like, they're not devils, and he's like, I'm in love with you. Like,
hey, bro, all I have to say is,
All I have to say is the only better shooter than Gabby is Falco.
He shot his shot.
He really shot his shot.
Hey, yeah, but all I'm going to say is at least Gabby hit her shot. I don't know if his hit or not.
She was more like...
Everyone was stunned. They was bamboozled by that.
I'm just saying, she was like, this is not the time or place, sir.
She trying to play hero till he turned into a titan to eat her ass, bro.
Homer having an existential crisis, and she's like,
I love you. No, like fucking Pat, the Patrick meme, I love you.
Yeah.
I ain't never gonna start loving you.
Alright, well, Javen, since you want to talk so much shit, what happened this episode that you want to talk about, huh?
Hey, bro. Honestly, my favorite moment this episode. I'm ready for the hate, bro. I'm ready for the hate. Was Gabby's realization?
Honestly, same.
Look, I'm not gonna lie.
People who read the manga are just better. What can I say?
Oh my God. I'm not gonna lie. No, first of all, that has nothing to do with reading the manga. I just really hate Gabby for her killing my favorite character.
Oh,
your favorite character deserved it.
Bro. Nah, I'm not. Nope.
Bro. Nope. She had to go for character development for everyone else. What the?
He's out. He's out. I thought it was Diego. I'm sick of him.
Oh, you kicked him?
Yeah, I'm sick of him.
No, bring him back. I need him to be here for what I'm about to say. Oh, yeah. So, like I was saying, Sasha had to go, bro, so everyone else could have character development.
Bro,
think about Niccolo. Think about his character development, bro. I'm just joking.
Connie, Demon
Connie,
Slayer.
Connie.
No, wait. I'm sick of this Sasha slander.
Okay, I'm sick of this Sasha slander.
We all love Sasha, obviously, but what were you going to say, Diego? What were you going to say?
I was this close to feeling bad for Gabby, but then I remembered she's a fucking bitch.
Oh my God. It's
hey, bro. All I'm going to say is, you're probably still going to be on a roller coaster with Gabby for the rest of the season.
Nah,
so we'll just leave it
bro. I won't be happy until she fucking drops dead, bro.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. But
you better put respect on FaZe Gabby's name, bro.
Yes, sir.
She might hit you with the YY fakey fakey 360.
I hope so I can fucking go join my wife in the fucking casket.
Bro, y'all can have a potato kiss.
Or meat, whichever war.
Yeah, you're right. She can have this meat. Anyways.
Oh my God.
Especially season 4. Ooh.
I'm trying to give her a meaty thunder stick. That's crazy.
I'm trying to give her my thunder spear, you feel me?
Oh boy.
The meat menace is striking again, Adrian.
All right, Jay, what were you saying?
The last thing I just want to say that I really appreciated was, which I forgot about in the manga, was that guy who's the leader of the military police, the guy who led Falco back to his brother. I really appreciated how, like, when they were underground in the prison thing, he was saying, like, oh, you know, he's got a family. So it made sense that he would feel compassionate for Falco, even though he's the enemy, and then bring him back to his brother and Gabby. I just really appreciated that moment.
I feel like that whole moment kind of just, like, sends it home that, like, yeah, sure, you guys are technically enemies, but you could still have compassion for the other side.
Yep, just further illustrating, like, there's really no good or bad guys at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
He should have busted a cap in all three of them.
I'm cutting that. Anyways, moving on to Demon Slayer.
I will say, okay, hold on. Before you do that, I will say, I don't know about this pacing for these episodes, because I feel like it's almost like one episode per chapter. That's just me, like maybe one and a half. That's just all I'm gonna say.
The only person who can argue with that is Javen. So,
well, at this point, I actually, since the last time we spoke, Diego, I was adamant that I thought the movie was gonna happen, but I did some mental maths on everything that will actually happen from now to the very end, and then I was like, okay, 12 episodes. If the last episode's 40 minutes, it is still possible, but at this pace, I don't know how much longer it can last with that, if it were to finish in 12 episodes. I don't know. If it keeps this pace, it might really actually need that movie. So I'm just saying.
I see. That's still a debate between
the
both
slower.
Of you.
It's just slower than I thought, so I don't know.
All right. Well, anyways, now we're actually moving on to Demon Slayer, which if I'm gonna be honest, hit a lot harder than this episode of Attack on Titan. Because I feel like the emotional beats were focused towards people who didn't really care for Sasha. Just saying. where here, it's all about Nezuko and Tanjiro and their family and some crazy shit going on with that demon. All I'm going to say is, Brennan, I hate you for how right you are. Because you just said that like it's just nonstop crazy shit. And it really is nonstop crazy shit.
Hey, bro.
Like, this whole episode hit like a fucking truck, dude. I literally, like, when the episode ended, I just sat there for, like, 3 minutes contemplating life because it just hit so hard for no reason.
As you should.
But honestly, I think, dude, that whole, like, Nezuko going fucking ape shit and then almost eating somebody and then, you know, Tanjiro holding on for dear life while this bitch is assaulting him. Just like, I was just like, damn, this is, I don't need, like, honestly, the fact that, what's his face? I forget the Hashira's name. Tengen. Tengen saying like an offhanded comment about like singing her a song. And then that like bringing up some like deep repressed memory within him. Anyway, like, I was honestly sitting there and I was like, is he going to have to kill Nezuko? Like, is this really how this is ending? Because, like, you know, she was just not chilling the fuck out. And, like, Tanjiro was at, like, wit's end with that. And, like, I was getting kind of emotional low-key because I was like, I really don't want to watch this man have to kill his sister because she won't chill the fuck out. But, you know, things ended all's well that ends well. And that, like, back, what is it called? Flashback was adorable as hell. Not gonna lie.
I think if he would have had to kill her, that would have like changed the story a lot. And it would have been very interesting to see the route they would have taken if that would have been like a case.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's such like a, because that's like pretty much like the only reason why he's doing what he's doing. Or like initially was. I don't know if that's the only reason now.
No, it still is.
I mean, essentially it is, but now a little bit can be. He will still keep going for the sense he doesn't want that happening with anyone else anymore.
That's what I was going to say. Like, he's, like, losing, like, a majority of the reason why he does what he does. So, like, seeing him go through that kind of, like, character arc, kind of like how Luffy, never mind, I can't say that. I almost just spoiled almost. The fuck out of Jay. Jeez. If you know, you know. So it would have been really tragic to like.
I'm pretty far. I'm in Skypiea, bro. You say it.
You're nowhere near what I'm talking about.
Boy, you got like 3 or 4 arcs before you get to where he's talking about.
Yeah, bro. Anyways, as I was saying, if you know, you know, and seeing Tanjiro go through that kind of, like, trauma would be insane.
I would have been here like, for it, to be honest.
I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. I would have been a very interesting, like, interesting, like, character development for him to go through.
Yeah.
Or to see how he would react.
Jay, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, if something like that happened, I feel like it would be in the last arc because it just seems too drastic. Or maybe even if Nezuko actually did kill someone and then he was like keeping it a secret. But I mean, I don't know. I just didn't see, I don't see that as where the story's going, to be honest. But it was very intense because I, truth be told, I really never thought that Nezuko, you know, having the lust to eat someone would ever come back up. So I was kind of shook for that.
Yeah, because I was like, because when she originally was standing there staring at that chick while her arm was bleeding, I was like, she's going to change into like her mother or something, and then she's going to go back to fighting the other demon. But then she didn't. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, that actually threw me a curveball for once with that like subject. But
well, keep in mind, the form she was in is kind of like, that also represented her kind of losing control.
Yeah.
So,
Nezuko.
Yeah, that was the, like, had she been in, like, normal state Nezuko, that wouldn't have affected her, as we've seen multiple times. Mm. But that form, while it also showed, like, the drastic strength increase, it was also kind of like Tanjiro, like, you pushed me to my limit, my, like, in a sense, emotional limit, and now I've snapped. And just like how Tanjiro, like, went to the point where he was forgetting to breathe and, like, passed out, except hers was, oh, no, I'm breathing. I'm just trying to eat somebody now. I'm hungry.
Even Nezuko was cool.
Yeah, she was sick. I really enjoyed that, like, that whole fight between her and the other demon. It was sick. But
savage. Burned her.
Speaking, oh, yeah, that was crazy to me, bro. Everything concerning Nezuko, that episode was insane. And also concerning the other demon, too, because, you know, Tengen chopped her head off, and she was just sitting there crying like a fucking two-year-old. Then eventually, Big Brother popped up out of nowhere. I don't even understand how that works. Brennan, maybe you can explain, or maybe it'll get explained, and you can just say that. But I like they, how does that work?
They kind of already explained it.
Yeah, but that shit ain't adding up for me, bro.
It's just, yeah, like,
I understand
kind of,
it's a 2-for-1, but like it just doesn't add up.
It's just like they're conjoined. It's like, yeah. Think about those twins that are born that are conjoined. It's kind of similar to that. Like, they're just like, they're one entity that can split up into two. I mean, I don't remember if it gets like further explained, but like the best way to just think about it right now is like it's one body split into two.
Okay.
It's like a hydra. You cut one head off and two more grow back, yeah. Except the one doesn't grow back. It just reattaches itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to think about it.
All right. Well, regardless, that, you know, her big brother, that demon, he is fucking insane. Like,
does anyone else get bothered by his voice or like the way he talks?
It's so eerie to me.
I think it's cool. It's like iconic.
Yeah, I feel like it's fitting for his voice.
It's
like,
hella
like
unsettling.
It.
Like, I don't think it's bad, but I'm like, it gives the effect that I think he's supposed to, which is like creeped the fuck out. Cause like
he was bothering me too slow.
Oh, nah, I don't. He just was really creepy, and like, he's so sick. I like that. Like all of like his powers, how he can just control his blood. I can't wait to see the next episode because I already know that fight's gonna be absolute insanity.
Yeah, we about to see another Hashira versus Moon Demon.
Upper Moon?
Yes.
Now, obviously, hey, neither of y'all can say anything, but this is kind of between me and Jay.
What?
Do you think Tengen might die?
For sure.
Oh.
Like, no hesitation.
Like, undoubtedly, damn.
Bro, listen, it's this simple, all right?
Simple.
The Hashiras, they're out here. For our three main characters' character development, bro. They're gonna Sasha the Hashiras, bro. I'm sorry. I just feel it in my bones. Rengoku left me jaded, bro. I do not get attached to none of these Hashiras anymore.
Jay said, never again. I'll never go through that pain again.
Exactly.
No,
Jay said, my heart got broke.
I think this
my
is
heart
gonna...
was set ablaze.
I think this is gonna have a 2-year eternity effect, to be honest. How, like,
yeah, except
you know...
I will be a sucker for it this time.
He's like, I've learned.
I've learned the errors of my ways. Never to trust another anime character that's a Hashira ever again.
Exactly, bro. His three wives gonna be crying. I won't be.
Bro. God damn.
The only people I'm gonna cry for at this point are the main four. All right. If it ain't the main four, then I don't got no feelings for you.
That's wild.
Bro, right, I'm sorry. Well... I can't take that pain anymore.
So y'all just not going to talk about his flashy entrance, bro? That entrance was crazy.
Yeah, bro, listen. No. We need to put some more respect on Tengen's name. Even if I ain't going to cry for him, he is cool as hell. Like,
yeah,
literally,
he chopped
that demon's head off. No hesitation, bro. Insta-kill, bro.
She didn't even
literally
know.
Nobody knew until like a minute after it happened.
Nah, I knew.
That bitch stood no chance at all.
Bruh, he said, you're ugly, stop talking and die. And then her head just dropped to the floor. In her own lap, bro. You sat there dying in your own lap. Just think about that.
That's wild.
You don't need a shoulder or a cry on. You got your lap. You know why? Because your head's off your shoulders.
Yeah, dude. I think next episode's going to be fucking insane. I'm cussing so much. It's fine.
Who said we kid friendly?
Dude, this episode was insane. It's only going to get crazier, dude. It has to. Literally.
All goes up from here.
When her brother came out of her, or whatever your pause, he didn't hesitate. He was already right there to chop that man's head off, bro. And his blood art, like, freaking got little mini sights, bro, throwing them around. Like, this whole thing is crazy, man. I'm just ready for Zenitsu and Inosuke to get up in the fight already, bro.
So you remember how we were talking about how, like, both of us had no clue how this fight was going to last? Now we know. It's because it ain't with that bitch at all. It's with her big brother.
Yeah, Adrian. For real.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, they going to be losing their minds the next two arcs.
Oh, 100%.
See, I don't like the way me and Diego gushing over Demon Slayer, but when it comes to Attack on Titan, all I hear is some just slow. He just slowly walking over. Not much happened, bro.
We ain't talking about Walking Simulator anymore, right?
Oh my God.
You know what?
Listen, bro.
We'll change your minds. Next episode of Attack on Titan.
It's not that the episode, like, it's not bad. It's just like, compared to last episode, it doesn't feel like the first episode started off with such a bang and like crazy like fight scene, even though it was quick. And this one just kind of like leisurely went on. Zeke got brained, bro. Should have been better than that, bro. Man was caught slipping, and now he's on the floor. I mean, to be honest,
I hope he screams and fucking Falco kills all three of them. I'm just saying.
To be honest, I'm curious to see what Eren does when he gets to that body.
You already know. You've watched the fucking opening.
Adrian. Can't say anything.
You cough and said it all.
Well, that's just a misdirect.
That's what you think.
I don't think, bro. I read the manga.
Nah, I read the manga, bitch. You ain't read shit.
Bro. All
right. Well, are we done talking about Demon Slayer?
I'm content. Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, we could talk about those four chapters real quick.
So, on Shonen Jump, literally yesterday, or yesterday from the day we're recording, so Tuesday, on Crunchyroll, four chapters got dropped that are like a side
Shonen
story.
Jump, not Crunchyroll.
What am I I'm sorry. I'm tired. I haven't gotten much sleep this week. There's four chapters that are like a side story for both Giyu and Rengoku. I haven't personally read it yet, but Brennan sped read through all of it on my request. If you have Shonen Jump, there's no spoilers for the manga. It's pretty much just for Rengoku, it's the story of how he became a Hashira, and for Giyu, it's what he did immediately after he let Nezuko and Tanjiro live, basically. So yeah.
Rengoku was definitely just for, like, they know everyone really grew to love Rengoku, so they gave you a little more. Giyu is... You get a little more of his character. Like, you get to learn about him himself and, like, who he is and how he is.
Do we see
but
any
I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
Yes.
He's literally the entire... Yeah. They're like when they're sent out on missions, it's like, it seems to always be the two of them.
Yeah. And isn't it like Mitsuri and the snake dude too? Like, always together?
Okay, so yes, but it wasn't at first.
Mm, okay.
As you see in the Rengoku chapters.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm very curious to see as why Giyu and Shinobu are always put together, and I'm curious to know the other teams.
Well, this was like unintentional. They teamed
nah,
up.
They fucking shut up.
they just happened to be in the same area. Giyu was on a mission. Shinobu was like, I guess like vacationing or looking for shit in the shop, and she's like, oh, Tomioka. And they just, like, realize, oh, you're on a mission? Let me team up with you. He might need help.
Listen, Diego, my man ain't no simp, all right?
Giyu is in... he's not a simp. Shinobu's the simp, but it's fine.
I don't think she's a simp either, because I feel like... Because she fought him on sight when he was protecting a demon.
Well, yeah, but...
All I'm saying is Giyu pays no mind to anything, and Shinobu, to be honest, really just be bullying him. I'm gonna be honest.
It's a don't toy with me Nagatoro type of situation, you know?
I don't know, because I don't even know what that is, but...
It's, you know, you like to call that last episode of Attack on Titan Walking Simulator. Oh, Nagatoro is the degenerate... Simulator. No, degenerate simulator.
The degenerate simulator.
All I'm saying is... Giyu's, in my opinion, was not as interesting as Rengoku's, but that's me personally. I don't really care for Giyu all that much.
I don't understand how. I mean, like...
He's boring, but he's cool.
Bruh. Yeah.
It's true.
I just think, dude, I think it's like... You're not going to understand this, but I think it's kind of like the same thing with like what you brought up earlier, Brennan, about Captain Kidd in One Piece. Like, I just think you guys think he's boring just because we don't see much of them.
Well, I mean, I've read the manga, so I've seen all that I can of him. And I just, for me personally, there's no real factor that makes me think like, wow, this dude's kind of cool. Like, I mean, like, realistically, he's just like what Tanjiro would be if Tanjiro was a master of water. Breathing style, like that's all he really is, except he has no emotion. It's an emotionless, stronger Tanjiro. That's kind of it. And
yeah, if Nezuko died,
yeah, pretty much, literally. So I don't see the appeal. That's me personally. Listen, you know who my favorite characters are, and I don't know. I think it's more of also when you guys see all the other characters and you see their powers and some of their backstories and stuff, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, Giyu kind of down there. Like, he ain't shit.
I believe it.
So, you know, I don't know if Adrian agrees with that or what his mindset is, but in my opinion, he's one of the least interesting Hashira.
I personally disagree. I do like Giyu. Of course, not as much as, like, other Hashiras. Maybe, like, my third favorite Hashira. I just figuring out his characters, because you don't know much about him, and there's always that the mysterious factor. I do love mysterious factors and characters that are done well. I feel like Giyu is done well. It's going to take a while. Like, we're not going to see it in this season, of course. We're going to see, like, two arcs. But once you, like, realize that what Giyu is and how he came to be, I feel like most people will like him after, or like him even more.
All right, well, I think the consensus is that we should definitely get one for every single fucking Hashira.
Oh, yes, 100%, bro. I'd love to see more.
Man, I hope that there's going to be, like, a spinoff of Demon Slayer, or, like, just a spinoff of Demon Slayer, because I feel like that, like, it's just so good. It's so good. Anyways.
Spinoff in what sense? What do you want to see?
Like, maybe, like, a prequel in a sense, not like a prequel, like a traditional kind of prequel, like how Naruto's a prequel to Boruto, like a, what's a good comparison? Just like something that took place, like, maybe like 100 years before, like, the events of Demon Slayer. Just to where, like, you know, the demons were in their prime or whatever, and all of those people were fighting them. I feel like that would be an interesting, time period to, like, discover. Just because it would be more samurai-ish than what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Next topic.
just to entertain your idea, I'd rather just see how Demon Slayer goes before I even try to get any more Demon Slayer. Outside of, you know, those extra...
That's what I mean, Hashira. Though, is it assuming how, like... Because I haven't heard a single bad thing about how it ends, besides the fact that, like, it's rushed, or feels rushed. Like, even Brendan and Adrian have said that. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like... Like, you and I have had this conversation before, Brennan. I feel like that they really could, like, you've even said it yourself, they really could have taken their time and done, like, you know, like a My Hero route with this, just taking a really long time.
I've thought about it, and I understand why they didn't do at least the upper or the lower six. Because, I mean, like, really thinking about it, Zenitsu alone could have single-handedly took out the bottom six. And Zenitsu's not even supposed to be, like, the strong one. But his ability quite literally is, like, just that OP. Like, man could really slaughter all of the lower six probably by himself, like, if he was, like, in his sleep state. So going through the lower 12 didn't really make all that much sense. Especially now, like, seeing what Tanjiro could do in the short amount of training from Mugen Train to where he is now, and how he kind of, like, manhandled the upper six, they would have really just bum-rushed through the lower six. So it's better to just skip it than to try to make it seem like they're not that strong, when at least the, like, main three, especially even the Hashira, would be running circles around the lower six. Like, and I think that was the point they wanted to make with them wiping them out, is, like, y'all are so weak that you might as well not be here, because you can't even take out, like, these non-Hashira, and you're not taking out any of the Hashira at that. So just, we're going to wipe you out because I know my upper six can do what I need them to do. So, I mean, as much as I hate that it was skipped and shortened, I understand why they did that and why they decided to go for that.
Sorry, I got distracted by
because you didn't pay attention to a word you said.
Look, bro, Joel Embiid dropped 50 fucking points, which is absolute insanity. I'm sorry, okay? Moving on, this is where you take the lead, Jay. I don't have to do shit for once. The Crunchyroll Anime Awards of 2022. I'm not entirely sure what you wanted to talk about, so you can take the talking stick.
Well, give me that. All right, now that I have the talking stick, I'm just going to make you guys aware of what was nominated for Anime of the Year, and see what you guys think, alright? And if you have any questions about any other categories, then we can talk about that. So, the animes of the year. There's only six nominees for each category. So, 86, Attack on Titan, the final season, part 1, Jujutsu Kaisen, the second half of the first season, Odd Taxi, Ranking of Kings, and Sunny Boy. And those are the six nominees.
So
I'd like to hear whoever's thoughts on this.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know why. Oh, Javen has a video about this, by the way, so you should go watch it.
I'll plug that, don't worry.
like you said in your video, Jay, I really don't understand why Sunny Boy's in this, like, just because, like, nobody talked about it when it came out. And now personally, my take. Now, I don't think I've said this before on the podcast, but I enjoy 86. Do not get me wrong. I love the fuck out of the second season, but the first season of 86 was doo doo butter. Okay, it was.
Bro stole my catchphrase.
It was good, but it wasn't good. Like, I enjoyed it, but it was the most middle of the road anime on here, aside from Odd Taxi. Another hot take. I'm not sorry. Season 2, on the other hand, is such an improvement. I enjoy season 2 so much more just because of the different aspects of the show that it explores. But this isn't about season 2. This is about the first season. So I don't understand why the first season is up for Anime of the Year, but Tokyo Revengers isn't, but To Your Eternity isn't. I'm really just mad that Tokyo Revengers isn't on this list for Anime of the Year in general. But personally, I think it's either a toss-up between Attack on Titan, the final season, part 1, and the second part of Jujutsu Kaisen, because I haven't watched Ranking of Kings, and this is an in-joke between me and Javen, but Ranking of Kings is also shit, so it doesn't deserve to be on here either. So personally, my bias, I'm going with Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, so basically, everyone watching, ignore everything he just said. Okay, moving on. Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's kind of wild I feel bad saying it, but like Sunny Boy is kind of, yeah, it's the weirdest thing on here. I don't mind that Sunny Boy got nominated for other things, but Anime of the Year seems pretty drastic considering how slept on it is. So like, yeah, there definitely should be To Your Eternity or Tokyo Revengers there instead.
And I just want to clarify, like, it's not that it doesn't deserve to be, but like, it didn't make waves the way that a bunch of other animes did this year or last year. And that's my only complaint of why Sunny Boy's on the list.
Brennan, what do you think about the nominees?
Never watched 86, never watched Odd Taxi, never watched Ranking of Kings. So to be honest, you can remove all those from me. Don't care about them. Don't care to watch them. They can go in the garbage.
That's
sorry if you enjoy them. You know, maybe one day I'll decide to give them a watch. To Your Eternity, I haven't finished watching that one. I think the reason I never thoroughly, like, it was good, but I think the reason I never thoroughly got into it was because the constant cycling of characters, like, you know, you never got to really stick with one character except for the entity. And I think that kind of turned me off of it. I could understand why Tokyo, like, I do, but don't understand why Tokyo's Revengers isn't on there. Like, while a lot of people loved it and a lot of people talked about it, a lot of people also hated it. Or just didn't like it or thought it was garbage. I've heard a lot of people not like it.
That's crazy. I haven't seen that take at all.
Yeah, I've never heard that take.
Oh, I feel like I've heard quite a bit of people say that it's really not that, like, at least in their opinion, are like, oh, it's mid, it's not that good, but, I mean, I definitely, in my opinion, deserves to be on there more than other ones. I feel like, because I'm going to be honest, 86, Odd Taxi, and whatever the other one was, Ranking of Kings, there we go. I really haven't heard anyone talk about those, period. And at least I've heard and seen people talk about Tokyo's Revengers. I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen being on there is kind of silly, considering it's not even a full season. It's just half a season. You know, and it's the, and I mean that in the sense of it wasn't meant to be split up, like how Attack on Titan is meant to be split up. So in my opinion, I gotta give it to Attack on Titan because that had everybody hyped, and it also created hype for, and that also created hype for everyone to want it to return. Jujutsu Kaisen is obviously freaking goated already, like it's already really good, but to only throw half a season in there that wasn't even meant to be split up like Attack on Titan, I think it's just kind of goofy. It, like, I just don't see the point of it. I don't even remember what the other last anime you said was, so I'm just going to stick with Attack on Titan.
To be fair, the way that Jujutsu Kaisen was split was technically intentional. Even though it aired back-to-back season, like, you know, it was from whichever two seasons back-to-back it was, like anime seasons. I mean, like, there is an episode gap between those two. So, like, there wasn't an episode for a week because it split the thing in half where the first half, like, of Jujutsu Kaisen.
But I mean, what I mean by that is Attack on Titan Season 4 is almost split to make it seem like there's two seasons of Season 4. Meanwhile, Jujutsu Kaisen is like, yeah, they took the 1 week gap so that they can make it into the next year. And they, like, kind of, like, had that, like, okay, this is the midpoint in, like, splitting it. It wasn't, like, part one, part two. Because, like, to me, Attack on Titan is now, like, the extra season. Like, it's not just four seasons. It's the extra season. Even though it's, like, oh, season four, part one and part two, it feels like we're getting two separate seasons for it, as opposed to, oh, we're taking a week gap so that we can get into the next year and then we're going to continue on with the series. That's what I meant by, like, it's not split up like Attack on Titan is.
You're right. It's not split up the same way, but I mean, I don't know. I just view anime very seasonally, so I don't think that this is weird at all, but that's just for me personally.
I agree.
As for making waves, as someone who's very deeply in the anime community, I promise you all of these have made waves, whether they're big or small, except Sunny Boy. Sunny Boy has made no waves at all, bro. I promise you.
Well, I'm not saying that Ranking of Kings and Odd Taxi haven't made waves, because they both have, but in my opinion, and you've heard me say this several times, all three of you actually, in my opinion, Tokyo Revengers is the one who made the biggest waves, to me personally. I've seen the most people talk about it, almost as much as people talked about the first season of Demon Slayer and the first part of Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, nobody would shut the fuck up about Tokyo Revengers for months after it came out.
I agree with that.
It's goated, bro.
Exactly. Which is why it should be on Anime of the Year.
I'm sure the next coming seasons will be on Anime of the Year.
If next season isn't, then I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I will be too.
I wouldn't hold your breath, guys. I mean, you know, I don't know how much they shift the voting party or whatever. But anyway, Adrian, what are your thoughts?
Half of them, I've heard of, but I just didn't care for. The ones that I do care for, there's going to be three: Jujutsu Kaisen, of course, Attack on Titan, of course, and Ranking of Kings. Now, the other animes I just haven't heard of, I'm just going to rehash a lot of your points anyways. Tokyo Ghoul. Yeah, Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Revengers.
Tokyo Ghoul, bro.
Tokyo Revengers should have been anime of the been nominated anime of the year over half of them. I've heard people talk about 86. Sunny Boy, not so much, other than you two, Diego and Javen, of course. Odd Taxi, I've seen it made rounds too. Is there an anime I'm missing?
Nope, that's all of them.
That's all? Okay. Yeah, I just don't, and even for Ranking of Kings, I don't hear that being talked about as much as Tokyo Revengers. And it's also another thing too, is that an anime is supposed to bring people towards a manga, and a lot of what Tokyo Revengers did brought people towards a manga. Look at their sales. So sales did amazing once the anime started airing, or even after it stopped airing. So I'm just confused on why it's not nominated as anime of the year, but I digress.
The only reason why I think it might not have been is because, like I've told you again, the animation quality was kind of doo-doo, just a little bit. But like we've had in previous conversations, I'm pretty sure, given the influx of money that the manga has made, the amount of people who watched the first season, I'm pretty sure that they're going to get an animation upgrade for season two. So that's why I don't think the next year is going to be an issue, or when whatever year season two takes at, or comes out in. I think it'll be a shoo-in for sure.
Yeah. Like I said, I still like even with this animation quality not being good and just like being mid-tier, I would still say it did its job as an anime, like what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And like, it got people talking, it got the traction it needed, and it's just, I'm just baffled it didn't. But
one thing I will give every single anime that is on this list is they all have some pretty solid animation. Like 86, the 3D animation for the mechs are on par with the Beastars animation. Jujutsu Kaisen and Attack on Titan, though Attack on Titan isn't as good as previous years, it's still pretty good. I mean, it's MAPPA. Odd Taxi, like, it's probably the weakest of the three, or of the, what, six, in my opinion, but it's still really good. Ranking of Kings, it's such a unique art style. It's really good animation, which is honestly why I want to check it out. and Sunny Boy. It's I wouldn't say like the animation's good, don't get me wrong, but I think it's more of just like, if you've seen snippets of the anime, there's some really interesting and unique things that you wouldn't really see in an anime that happen in that anime. So I think it's all really just a mix of all of that, which is probably what got them there. Because like every single year that we see animes of the year, they're always really good animation across the board. So personally, for me, I think if anything, what kept Tokyo Revengers out of this list is probably the animation.
It could have been. I just feel like with this amount of people that talked about it, there's...
Oh, agreed.
Almost.
Agreed.
It should have been, like, almost pointless to even bring up that. But for me, I don't know if I'm going to be... This take might not... I want to say it's going to be a hot take. Maybe, like, the last two. For me, Jujutsu Kaisen will be a vote for a top anime. It did have like one of my favorites, and whether you want to say it's a whole season or not, it has one of my favorite fight scenes and favorite moments within that season. There's that. For the second though, it's either going to be Attack on Titan or Ranking of Kings, and I'm not gonna lie, I think Ranking of Kings might be over it. And it's because this anime really hits me with, I don't even know how to really explain it. It's just, it really hits me where I didn't expect to be hit. I don't, like, that's like the best I can explain it. Like,
I mean,
maybe because it's Attack on Titan, I've read the manga, so of course it's not going to hit the exact same things it hit in the manga for me. But with the Ranking of Kings, it's just, I didn't know what to expect from the story. Honestly, I didn't see it even making it past 12 episodes, and it's still going strong. So I'm really loving the series.
I mean, I agree. I think Ranking of Kings might actually win it this year. Like, if not, it'll be Jujutsu Kaisen. But I think that Ranking of Kings might, just because, you know, Beastars took it, what, 2 years ago? And
was last year was Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't remember what it was the year before that, but last year Beastars was nominated, but Jujutsu Kaisen won.
Yeah, I don't know, because I just think that, like, the unique takes on anime is kind of what, like, wins the points, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, yeah. With Jujutsu Kaisen, you can't argue, and, like, if it does win, I wouldn't be surprised, because, honestly, the Itadori and Toto fight versus, I always forget that demon's name, that fight, honestly, is groundbreaking. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, like, is always talking about that fight, even, you know, over a year, or not over a year, but like almost a year after that fight has aired. And also with another really good fight, you know, Nobara and Itadori hitting the Black Flash at the same time, like, some really groundbreaking things in terms of like fighting animation. So I really do think that it's probably going to be Jujutsu Kaisen again, but if it's Ranking of the Kings, I wouldn't be surprised either.
I think that it's a tricky situation, because, you know, the animes are chosen for us by a group of people who vote on it, like a really large group, and so it's and then we vote on it as well, yeah. And it's 70% of the vote is of power is theirs, and 30% of the vote of power is ours. So it's a weird situation where it's like, you know, it's not your typical award show where like the Oscars just pick for you. So popularity really doesn't matter. It's all about quality. But this is like a weird mix between quality and popularity. So with that in mind, it just feels weird when something that was like one of the most popular things doesn't show up. But I mean, you know, when it's weird because it's new, you know, it's not like, yeah, My Hero, which has been out and, you know, everyone loves it, but, you know, it hasn't necessarily been as, like, hype all the way through, at least as far as, like, you know, making waves in the community. Whereas when Tokyo Revengers dropped, it made huge waves, which is just, it does feel weird not seeing it here, but...
Yeah, which is why I'm saying, like, I think that maybe the first few episodes of the anime, to be honest, if we're being honest, they weren't, like, the best. but they were still good. And the animation quality, like, for that exact reason, that there's, like, you know, a board who makes those decisions, and they're probably just like, yeah, like, it does deserve it, but, you know, these other animes, you know, have great animation quality, like, right out the gate they're good, yada yada yada, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can see that.
And also, with that as well, I wouldn't be surprised if Ranking of Kings won, because it's, you know, a really unique anime, you know, like, I don't really think that any other anime, like, has done what Ranking of Kings is doing. I could be wrong. I don't know. And at the same time, like, Jujutsu Kaisen is just an undeniable banger of an anime. So, like, it really could just be a toss-up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely between Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Ranking of Kings. Attack on Titan and Jujutsu Kaisen just because of the fan base, and then Ranking of Kings might have gotten, like, you know, that 70% majority.
Yeah.
And then it'll just need, if it wins, it'll because it just got a push from the fans voting for it. Like me, I'm voting right now. There we go, Ranking of Kings.
Bruh.
All right. Well, I've talked about everything I want to, unless you guys have any other questions.
I'm still mad that you really didn't vote Itadori for best boy.
Listen, bro, Yuji won last year. I need to show Boji some love while he's
again,
either, bro.
Bro, Itadori is the best protagonist ever, okay? No, he's not. But
he's great, but, you know,
on that list, he is.
you know, it's funny we're talking about a character who has, you know, another personality living inside of him. How about that Moon Knight trailer?
Look at that transition. Dude, that Moon Knight transition trailer was really good. I don't know how I feel about the transformation into the Moon Knight persona, just because, like, I don't know if it was just me, but it looked kind of wonky.
I will say, I get what you mean by it looks weird. Maybe you have to get used to it, or maybe it's just that particular transformation just looks weird or odd.
I might give it, like, it might not be, like, final. I mean, I don't know what the release date is, but I'm taking that it isn't a finalized animation, so or like CGI, so I'm gonna give it that, but I still did not like it whatsoever.
I'm gonna just wait for it to, like, actually, like, come out and see, like, how I feel at their multiple transformations. Like, I do love the costume itself.
Oh yeah,
just the transformation. Just, I was hoping he made his own, like, one of his personalities or the Moon Knight personalities itself, like, made the suit himself. But
so, the Moon Knight doesn't come out until March 30th of 2022. So I think it definitely has time to refine the kinks.
I mean, I think this trailer did exactly what it was supposed to. I'm excited to see it. I don't know anything about Moon Knight, so, like, I want to see it. I want it. It looks sick. Period.
It does. I am personally excited, because I did do, like, a little bit of research, like, whatever, the 10 to 15 minutes of research I can do on this character. And I think at the last, like, little bit of that trailer, we see him beating up for someone, but it's not a person, it's a werewolf. And in one of his very first issues, it's not his issue, he was, like, in someone else's issues, I forgot whose, he was, like, going after a werewolf. So I do find that pretty interesting. And now we have werewolves in MCU, even though that shouldn't be a shocker.
Yeah, literally, Blade got introduced, like, 2 movies ago, so.
Is it true that this show is really written by the guy who wrote the Death Note live action?
I don't know, yeah, but I've seen it that it's also written by the person who wrote the screenplay for Daredevil. So it's really conflicting, what's it called? Conflicting, unless they're the same person, obviously, but.
No, I don't think the same person. Because he wrote Death Note and Fantastic Four 2015, and that's why I was, like, a little bit scared. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, but like I said, like, it, you know, Marvel's known, or Kevin Feige's known to make some really good movies with some okay directors. And also, like I said, the Russos never did action films before they started doing Captain America. So I'm not too worried about it if it does happen to be the person who wrote Death Note and the Fantastic Four 2015. But like I said, I also saw a report that the person who wrote Daredevil is the one that's writing this show, or the one that wrote this show. Personally, I'm just hoping that it's true that it's the person who did Daredevil, because, you know, Daredevil is one of my favorite Netflix shows, if not my favorite Netflix show, and to this day is still my favorite Marvel show. If it's the Daredevil writer, I'm not worried whatsoever.
I'm pulling up the writers right now. There's three main writers. Pulling them all up right now. He's worked on The Witcher.
Okay. The Witcher's pretty good.
And then another guy, or actually a female writer. She's a producer on Riverdale. Not very, doesn't really strengthen my confidence. And this other guy.
Riverdale's not bad.
Yes, it is.
Bruh.
I'm sorry. The other guy, he hasn't written much, so I don't know. I guess in Kevin Feige we trust.
Yeah, I mean, if we have nothing else to say about Moon Knight, we can move on.
I mean, I thought the trailer was really aesthetically pleasing, you know, especially like when he jumped out off the roof at the end and it turned into the Disney Plus logo. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool as hell.
That is dope.
Okay.
It's got that MCU budget. You can tell. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much about it until we get like an actual trailer. You know what I mean?
I still have one last thing to add.
Okay.
All right. So I looked it up. It's the show creator, runner, I guess you could say. His name is Jeremy Slater. Okay.
For who?
For Moon Knight.
Okay.
So he was the writer for Fantastic Four from 2015, uh-huh. And he was the writer. He did write for the Death Note live action movie, but both of those apparently went through drastic changes, and so what he wrote wasn't necessarily 100% reflected in the final product. The only thing is, I'm looking at all the other things that he's written on, and it's all mostly trash, except for the except for the Umbrella Academy, which he was also an executive producer on.
Ooh.
And Umbrella Academy is pretty good.
Academy's fire.
Yeah, and he was the executive producer there, so he was a showrunner basically. So he'll be the same thing for Moon Knight. So I have a little more faith. Even though his name is tied to a lot of bad things, I think he's just been really unlucky. Whereas he was able to shine with Umbrella Academy.
Yo,
that's probably why he was
still the GOAT.
Yes, sir. You already know.
Disney reportedly is spending $34 billion on content for Disney Plus in 2022, which is an absurd amount of money.
Yeah, bro. They started with Moon Knight.
True.
Look at all that money. Getting that from the MCU. Even got it from the new movie from
Disney. Like Disney's original shit. Star Wars, probably. So, expect to see a bunch of shit from Disney this year, I'm guessing. Or even next year.
Quality stuff.
Yeah. Wait, they're spending it just on Marvel, aren't they?
Is it just Marvel, or was it across?
It's just content in general.
Yeah.
Oh, word. Hey, bro, I mean, I believe just Marvel and Star Wars alone is probably so expensive.
All right, well, moving on with more Marvel news. Apparently, Ben Affleck is going to be cameoing as Daredevil in the Doctor Strange movie. And to add on to that, apparently John Krasinski is going to be cameoing as Reed Richards or Richard Reed. I never remember what is his actual fucking name. But yeah, so we have two rumored cameos.
I just read like 10.
Yes.
Tom Cruise, I know we covered those two.
Yeah, but we've already talked about that all before.
Which you can definitely go check out in episode 13 or episode 12 of the podcast.
All right, well, speaking of Ben Affleck, apparently the Flashpoint movie is going to be the final movie with Ben Affleck as Batman in it, as well as it's going to be apparently erasing the timeline of every single Zack Snyder movie, which includes the Justice League, Batman v Superman, and Man of Steel. And was there a second Superman movie, or am I tripping?
I don't think they ever even made it, bro. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah,
I think Batman versus Superman was supposed to be Superman's technical second movie.
Yeah. So it's going to be erasing those three movies, which
It's a soft reboot.
It's a soft reboot, but like at the same time, the DCEU is such a goddamn mess, dude. I don't understand it. Like every single time that I see them on like talking about something, it just makes no sense. Because also, like conjoined with that, Supergirl is supposed to be the new stand-in for Superman, and Batwoman is going to be replacing Batman in the DCEU's like connected universe, which is fine, of course, obviously. Like, I don't have an issue with Batwoman or Supergirl, but it's just like, I don't know, like, what the hell do they want to do? It just makes really no sense to me personally, because they just seem to be making these decisions out of desperation more than like what the fans want. Because like, I don't mind it whatsoever. Like, literally, I do not mind it. I'm borderline sick of seeing a Batman or a Superman movie every like 7 years. So seeing different characters that somewhat play the same role or like a similar role, I'm totally fine with. I really like Supergirl, where I don't care for Superman that much. So I'm kind of excited to see maybe a Supergirl movie within the next few years. But like erasing the timeline really doesn't... It could be a good thing, but it also could really just make things more shitty for people who want to see good DC movies. Just because, like, for me personally, like, you know, we understand that those movies are going to be erased after Flashpoint or the Flash movie. But, you know, a regular moviegoer isn't really going to get that. You know what I mean? Unless they like are like, hey, so you remember these events? Yeah, they don't exist. Which obviously, why would they do that? But yeah, it makes no sense to me, dude. I don't understand what the hell they're doing.
DCEU is like a person who doesn't know how to swim, and they're trying everything in their power to make it back to land, bro. And it's just not happening. They're flailing around, they're drowning, nothing is working, bro. And they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So we're talking about that, but we're not even talking about the biggest problem in all that.
I was going
to This Flash movie is completely screwed. You have arguably the most, if not one of the most important characters in your entire universe, and you're using him to retcon and build and get rid of multiple other characters. Bro, it's a Flash movie. Let Flash be the freaking Flash, bro. I'm so sick of like good characters essentially getting wasted off. Like Hawkeye, great character, got wasted off in the movies, did have a comeback in the show. Great. Flash gets screwed in the Justice League movie.
Twice.
gets mentioned in Batman v Superman, I think.
Yeah, he does.
And it does nothing for his character. And now you're using a movie. And I mean, I don't know if they're still trying to base this off of Flashpoint or if they're just going to make this like a time travel issue-esque movie. But like, we haven't even seen enough of Flash for us to even think that he should be able to time travel at this point. So that, like, that's another issue. And it's just, bro, like, you want to be on Marvel's level, but you don't want to take the steps that Marvel took in order to get to that level.
100% agree.
And like, that's, you can't do, especially not when you're using, this is like throwing Iron Man under the bus. And to be honest, I'm like, Iron Man is really not that crucial to the MCU. Like his movies are literally about Iron Man, and that's basically it. You get a couple of like Easter egg or like little cameos from like S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, and then you get Black Widow. Other than that, it was like, that's his thing. And they do that for a majority of the characters, except for when they were setting up the Infinity Stones. You know, Thor had his. But again, they only do that for pieces of a object as opposed to multiple other characters. So each character got their time to shine. Now, you know, Superwoman, Batwoman, that's all great. But fans are so burnt out of Superman and Batman or Superwoman and Batwoman, and like, to be honest, even Wonder Woman, like, the first movie, great. The second movie, all I hear is that it was garbage. Take a step back. Let's revisit some new characters. You have Martian Manhunter, great character. Green Lantern, if you can do justice, great character. You
can even go into like to be working on a Blue Beetle movie, which would be a fucking like amazing if they did that. They could focus on like Teen Titans or something for a movie.
So that's something I was saying. I think they need to scrap the Justice League and the older characters. What they should do is work backwards. Do the Teen Titans. You can have Cyborg start with the Teen Titans, just like, you know, he often is with. And then from there, you can kind of have Cyborg be the bridge, not in his solo movie, but like he's, or like they can introduce the older Justice League by like, oh, this movie, Teen Titans can't handle the threat. So what do? They call up the Justice League. You get to see the Justice League all together, right? You get to see the respective characters. Then they slowly do single movies before doing another big movie. But you need to just make sure you find the right actors, find the right directors, stop switching the directors, stop trying to change the storyline you're going for. Don't do 50 storylines in one single movie. Stop using one character to build and destroy seven other characters. Like, take it step by step. You're not gonna get anywhere if, like Jay said, the swimming thing, or this is like pushing a train to go without setting down its tracks. It's not gonna go anywhere. It has nothing to run on. They're like, you're gonna hit go and you're gonna stay in the same spot. You just like, you have Aquaman already great, like, in my opinion, good first movie. Some people didn't like it. You know, you're entitled to your opinion. Cool. I could see you not liking it, but I personally liked it. I thought it was good. If they could get back to the quality of the first Wonder Woman movie, boom, you got Wonder Woman. You're good. This new Batman movie coming up, I know it's not part of DCEU technically, but it looks like it's going to be one of the best Batman movies, you know? Just find people to do that. Stop trying to get this team built when you're not there yet. No. It's annoying. You're instead of taking steps forward, you're taking step backwards. And then you take a step forward and then you shoot yourself in the foot, throw yourself in the ambulance just to drive all the way back to the start line. Come on, bro. Get your shit together. Get good directors. Get one, bro, find the next Kevin Feige, bro. Get one person. Mm-hmm. One person who can oversee everything and kind of give the directors like, hey, I need you to do this. And then they can do that. And if they stray from it, get rid of them. Like,
see,
you
what
like
blows my mind is I'm like, out of all of these movies that you've made, you haven't had like one producer who's like worked on a handful of them and at least has like seen the mistakes made from the other movies and tried to learn from that. Like, out of all of the people who have been involved, out of all of these fucking movies, y'all don't have one person who somewhat has the same experience as Kevin Feige, or just
probably not.
Feige is just, he's too hard. A person like him is too hard to come by because they literally had someone like him for Star Wars and she was trash.
Yeah, but like, look, I'm not gonna talk about the Star Wars thing because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And also, those movies were garbage, but everything else that's related to it is fine. And even the first one was good. It's the fucking second two that made it shit. Anyways, that's not the point. My point is that, like you were saying, Brennan, don't use the first fuck. Like, we get it. The people who know that the Flash is capable of time travel and changing shit and whatever. But you have to establish the character first. I don't give a shit that they're doing this. I give a shit that they're doing this way too early. This is like a second or third movie kind of deal. If they decided to do this with the sequel to this movie, sure, fine, whatever. You know, I understand that you want to have like a team up movie. I get it. Without all of like the backlash of the movies that didn't do too hot and weren't received too well. But like, I just don't understand why they're trying to rush this. Like, I disagree, but also agree, because I'm like, by the time that they get their shit together, like, you know, Jason Momoa is going to be too old or doesn't want to do the character anymore. I forget her name. The actress who plays Wonder Woman is going to be too old or won't care. Or yeah, Gal Gadot. She's gonna be too old or not want to play the character anymore. So like, I agree. Maybe just scrap all of it and just start over from the Teen Titans and move up. It's just like, it's so frustrating because like, I want to see a good Batman movie. I want to see a good Justice League movie. I want to see a good suit. I mean, Man of Steel was a good Superman movie, but like, I want to see a second good Superman movie.
No, they need to do with Superman what they did with Hulk. His movies, like you can like Man of Steel is the pinnacle of Superman aside from Doomsday, but Doomsday is still more of like a established Justice League way deep into, you know,
the universe. If you throw Superman in space, throw him against Lobo, throw him against one of the Red Lanterns or somebody with magic, you could do a fucking really good movie with Superman where he's not too overpowered, gets the shit slapped out of him, and can eventually figure out what to do. Because if you have him team up with, say, Zatanna, John Constantine, one, like Green Lantern, somebody else against Lobo, it would be a great movie. They could do a really good team up. Throw it, bro, give him, have him fucking play with Shazam. Just one movie with Shazam. That would be insane.
Diego, they can't do a great movie, period. What makes you think they're going to be able to muster up this?
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying. Like, they, my point was, is they could do a good, a second, like, a second Superman good if they did one of that. Because if they just do another but Kryptonian thing, still, then it's not going to work. Still,
I would argue that still implies that, like, you could call it a Superman movie, but in my opinion, that would, I would say, be more of a John Constantine movie
with Superman.
With Superman as a side character, which again goes with just make him like the Hulk. Don't give him a solo movie, but make him play like crucial roles in other movies or something like Thor.
My point was more like if they're gonna give him a second movie, throw him in space. Don't do Earth.
Yeah,
don't.
It's just like, you know, and like I know people want to see a good Batman, but honestly, like just scrap Batman for now. Like, let's
focus on get the other characters. Fucking characters. You got Jason Again, Todd, Martian, Dick Grayson,
Martian Manhunter, dude. Like, just scrap Batman, dude. They have so many cool characters that if they did justice and they put a movie out, it would do. Shazam, bro. Not a lot of people knew Shazam, but they made a decent movie and people now love it.
I think
Flash. It could be the same deal, but they're gonna screw it up. Martian Manhunter.
I think if they did a movie focusing on one of the members of the Bat family and like a cameo from Batman, it could, you know, lead up into like a Justice League kind of thing. Kind of make Batman like the Nick Fury. You know what I mean? Like you see him like, for a little bit and you know that he's really important, but maybe 4 or 5 years down the line, he appears in, you know, he gives Dick Grayson while he's doing his Nightwing shit some like pointers, and then you're like, oh shit, that's Batman. And then later down the line in like a different Superman movie, he approaches Superman and is like, hey, what the fuck are you doing on this planet? Like, just have him be the Nick Fury, exactly how Nick Fury was in the first few movies. Just minor appearances, doesn't really do much, boom, Justice League. Reaches out to all of them.
They'd have to find a good Batman, and I feel like you can't really pinpoint a good Batman until you do the solo movie to see if it hits right. So I think either way, in that case, you have to at least do one Batman movie.
Well, that's why I'm just saying like a Bat family movie, so he could at least play a supporting role.
Is start with characters that people have. Like, for example, let's say Tom Holland's Spider-Man would have just not hit. Do not touch Spider-Man for the next couple years. Do a bunch of other characters. Okay, people have kind of settled down from the Spider-Man. Now we do Spider-Man. What DC needs to do, don't touch Superman, Superwoman, you know, scrap that idea. Don't touch Batman. Don't touch Batwoman. Scrap that idea. Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter, Cyborg, Blue Beetle, maybe a Teen Titan movie, Beast Boy. Anything other than those people to get people's like first build trust. Okay, you made these characters, you made great movies. Cool. now I can trust you to maybe pick up Batman and do a decent job with them this time, and maybe we can then build on something. But at this point, it's like, you've done it. We're on the third, fourth, fifth, sixth Batman already.
Yeah.
Drop it for a little bit. Just like, I'm not saying a long, just drop like two or three movies and like make them be good movies. Cause then if you make a Batman movie, people are going to be like, hey, the past three DC movies have hit. Maybe this time they're going to get it right. People will get hyped again. And then Superman, I'm biased because I personally hate characters like Superman and Hulk. I think it makes very boring movies. So like I said, keep them as like a side, like important, but side character. And then, you know, build him up from there. Obviously, eventually he would need his own movie. He's just too important of a character. Flash needs to get a solo movie where it's not based around other people. And like, just Dr. Fate, bro, like, that's a dope character that you can do. Like, they have the characters to be able to make cool and interesting movies. They're just trying, like, they're like, oh, well, Batman, Superman, and, you know, like, they're the money grabbers. Okay, but if you want real money and you want Marvel money, get directors, create trust between you and your fans, and then go for it.
See, they say that. They say that, but Iron Man ain't shit. Before, you know, 2000 and whatever, when the first Iron Man movie came out, he was like a C-list superhero. Like, nothing special. And now he's possibly, you know, he is, no, not even possibly, he is one of the faces of Marvel now. Like, to your point, like, just use some very, like, underground-ish characters that, like, the, you know, main regular moviegoers, the average Joe doesn't really know. Like, oh, maybe I've heard of that. I don't know. Kind of characters. And just make, and look, in my personal opinion, Aquaman, Shazam, Wonder Woman, they were all really good movies. They were good movies, not really good movies. But it's just, you gotta have one person who just knows what the fuck they're doing to make them all just, even when you don't have a good movie, you know, like, you have like a Thor the Dark World or an Iron Man 3 or an Age of Ultron. Like, they're still good, just not on par with the rest, but it's still better than Justice League, the first one. Or, you
right,
know,
it's hard to do worse than Justice League.
It's just like, it just pisses me off so much because they have so much potential and they keep fucking making stupid decisions. Because, like, we get it. You know, Batman v Superman and Justice League were bad movies. Move on. Move on.
Yeah, I'd almost rather them just retcon everything.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could just retcon it and not address it. Just don't address it. Because Marvel's done it. Marvel's retconned a bunch of shit, and it's not in your face. It's, like, minor, like, passerby comments, and you're just like, wait, that didn't happen? Or, wait, that's a retcon of this? Like...
Or, like, we forgot about it, so y'all forget about it.
Exactly.
Y'all forget about it, we'll forget about it, type of deal. Like, and again, I think this bothers me a lot, like... Yes,
I know
I'm
it bothers
biased.
You
Flash
a lot
is,
because it's Flash.
Flash is my super, but it's also the point of like, this would go even for like, even those smaller characters. It's just the idea of like, you're using one character that's like, it's like using a Batman or a Superman movie like they previously did to jumpstart five other things. These characters are too important. You need to give them their time. Flash, like, I know a lot of people are always like, oh, Batman is the smartest or the strongest. Oh, Superman is the strongest or the smartest. Dude, Flash literally, like, the amount of times that Justice League and they have put, like, bro, this all rests in your hands. Like, if you can get this done, we're Gucci. If you can't get this done, we're done. Like, we're screwed. It's just... he's so much more powerful than you think. There's this one comic strip where... Batman has the Flash against the wall, and he's like, if you can't get your rogues under handle, then I'm going to for you. And Flash changes into his outfit and looks him dead in the eye and says, don't forget, the only reason you're touching me is because I'm allowing you to. Like, I'm sorry, but the Flash is literally probably the only person who could get away looking Batman dead in the face and saying some shit like that. And Batman knowing that, yeah, that's kind of true. While Batman does have a contingency plan for everyone,
it's if the I saw hardest one getting for Flash,
if I saw one of them maybe not going the way he thinks, it would probably be the Flash, just because he's done so many things and his powers give him the ability to do so many things that, like, I feel like you can't equate for everything to always go perfectly, just because of how, one, how smart he is, and two, to be honest, how kind of broken his super speed ability is.
Well, and like, if you think about the contingency plan for Flash, like, I know that this isn't the point or anything, but literally the contingency plan for the Flash is to keep him running a certain speed until he runs out of energy. If you think about it, it's because Batman's scared of him, so he has to keep him away from him, essentially.
Yeah, it's Flash is arguably, like I said, one of, if not the most powerful character because of, like I said, what his power actually allows him to do between traveling through time and space. Well, not space, but traveling through time. Like, and then just to think about the fact of, like, he kind of becomes the Black Flash, like a variant of him.
Yeah.
And that's literally death. You literally get chased down by death. And I'm sorry, but like, that variant of Flash is faster than a lot of the Flash variants that you see. And it's so frustrating, bro.
But yeah.
Flash deserves better.
Flash deserves better. DC, get your shit together. We know you're probably not going to. Honestly, at this rate, just start a whole new universe. We'll just all forget. I think we'll all agree to forget, even though they do have some good movies. Just make a new universe. Fucking, like, scrap Flashpoint. Start from the ground up. Don't focus.
Just make a good movie. One good movie.
They're like trying to make Flashpoint into Crisis on Infinite Earths, and it's like,
I wish they would, honestly, because then they could just fucking shoot the universe into the sun.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna argue. I don't
shoot the universe into
the
sun
anymore.
And fucking just start over.
I would argue this isn't gonna be called Flashpoint. This is gonna be something else. Like, if they do call this Flashpoint and they try to play this off as Flashpoint, bro, I might give up on DC movies. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, they would have to do some, like, crazy, like, something crazy good after that for me to even forgive them for ruining Flash and Flashpoint like that.
See,
so
I've made a mistake from Zack Snyder's version of the Justice League giving me hope in these movies again, because I'm like, after that movie came out, they basically walked it back and were just like, you know, we're not moving forward with this kind of, like, his take on the universe. And, like,
he said, damn,
I'm still,
you like his version? Too bad.
That's what I'm saying. I'm still holding hope, but I just wish that, like, it's a fine movie. Like, I really enjoy Zack Snyder's Justice League. It's still probably not one of the best. I don't think it's the best movie. I think Suicide Squad is the best movie in, like, their universe. But it's one of the better ones that focuses on, like, the heroes. And if it kept going in that kind of, like, direction, I'd be really happy with it. Like, yeah, sure, it's got a lot of flaws, but it's still so much better than where this universe is going currently. You know what I mean?
Hot take. I wish we would have saw a Jared Leto Joker movie.
No.
I actually was really interested in seeing more of his Joker.
I don't know about that one.
I disagree. I very much disagree.
I don't know. I think there was potential there. Especially after the Zack Snyder cut, like that ending sequence and seeing him in the post-apocalyptic one.
Mm-hmm. I'm done talking about DC.
I'm getting frustrated.
They're trash. You're trash, dude.
All right, so though we rarely talk about video game news, I felt like this week there was some news that was just way too big to not talk about. And that specific news is that Microsoft has bought Activision Blizzard, the game company behind Call of Duty, I think Crash Bandicoot and Spyro now.
As well as Diablo, World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Overwatch, and I'm sure there's a bunch of others that I'm missing, but those are the big ones. So it's a good thing and a bad thing, because, you know, if you know the controversy for Activision Blizzard, then you know why it's a bad thing. But from my understanding of that controversy, most of the issue is with the upper management, and Microsoft's upper management now. So that
that's probably why it happened.
Yeah, I was going to say that issue is going to be more or less resolved, hopefully, because, like, I swore off playing every single game that I owned that had Activision Blizzard and buying any game put out by Activision Blizzard because of that controversy. And this is an unknown fact to anybody but these three people here, pretty much. But I really enjoy playing World of Warcraft, so it was really upsetting. But now that Microsoft has bought that company, I don't have to really stress about it much anymore. But that's hopefully. But that's neither here nor there. I really think that it's absolutely insane that they bought this company, because, like, there's so many implications that could be made if certain decisions are made, because we all know Call of Duty, one of the biggest franchises in gaming, pretty much any given person knows a bunch of people who play Call of Duty just to pass the time. And if Xbox made the or Microsoft made the decision to make it an Xbox exclusive, that would be detrimental to Sony.
I feel like that would never happen.
No, it would never, because the president for Microsoft... Well, it's not only that, but, like, the president of Microsoft has gone on record saying that they will never make, like, a new IP that is exclusive to just Microsoft, unlike Sony's president, who's a fucking prick. Just kidding.
He's just saying that because he knows all the games that they make for Xbox will probably be on PC, just because, you know.
Well, Microsoft, yeah, but, like... He
Sony just put God of War on PC. They might as well put out all their games on PC now too.
No, I'm saying, like I think that maybe Sony is opening up to the possibility of putting all their games on PC, because Final Fantasy VII is on PC now. God of War is on PC now, and so is Horizon Zero Dawn, and one other that I forget the name of.
Spider-Man.
Huh?
Spider-Man's
on PC.
Oh, wait, it's not on PC. I thought you were saying...
I was going to say, I was like, the fuck?
I was about to say, I'm about to go play
it. Yeah, I was going
to
say, where's my bank account right now? What the hell? But with that being said, like, I think Sony's opening up to, you know, putting more games on PC, but the president of Microsoft has gone on record saying that, like, they want to, you know, like, keep putting stuff on PlayStation. They want to... I think he even went on record and said that he's open to working with Nintendo. Like, the dude just wants, you know, the best experience for gamers. Like, so, like, him making it an exclusive, or any of these IPs an exclusive, like, I don't see whatsoever. But the thing that I'm actually really most interested in is seeing what they're going to do with World of Warcraft specifically. Because it's like a PC only thing, and just thinking about the possibility of like a World of Warcraft membership just being on Game Pass, that would be fucking ridiculous in my brain. But what do you guys think about the purchase?
I'm just saying, there's a potential to be a Smash game for Xbox or for Microsoft.
Exclusive. Yeah, I was actually hoping one of you would mention that. Because, like, Microsoft now owns enough characters to where they could really just make a Smash clone. And, like, because, you know, you got Spyro, you got Crash, you got Master Chief, you got all the people from Gears of War, you got several Overwatch characters, you got World of Warcraft characters, StarCraft characters, the list goes on. You could Diablo. You could really make, like, a whole shit. Like a pretty decent sized roster for a platform fighter, just of characters that now are owned by Microsoft. And it would be arguably just as good as Smash. I know that Sony tried to do their own on the PlayStation Portable, I think, a few years back.
No, it was on the PlayStation as well. Oh, I have it on the PlayStation 3. I had it on the PlayStation 3. It was trash.
And
it was like Sony PlayStation All-Stars or something like that.
Yeah, it was PlayStation All-Stars. That's exactly the game I was thinking of. I don't know if they have any experience doing like a platform fighter, but I think that if they decided to do, oh, and even fucking Fallout and everything else, that Skyrim, God, now the more that I talk about it, the more I'm getting excited thinking about it. But it's just like there's so much that they could really do with this. They could even it's probably never going to happen, but they could even do like crossovers with this shit, and it would be absolute like a Skyrim expansion for fucking World of Warcraft, or like a Skyrim theme shit.
So with this purchase and like things have gone on, at least with Microsoft, I think we're moving closer to a time where we're gonna see the Xbox kinda just slowly fade out.
Yeah.
And I think Xbox will try to push all their players to PC. And I think with Sony putting on God of War on PC, we could see Sony maybe opening up to making like Sony specific PCs that like you can buy Sony specific games for that like just won't work on another PC. Like maybe like they have some type of device or something to where it makes it not work on anyone else's PC other than Sony's. If like Sony really feels that like pressed about making sure their personal games are their personal games. But like, I mean, Call of Duty has already been like a huge game in the gaming community, and they've always already played on like PC monitors and stuff.
Yeah.
But I could see them making, especially like you said, like World of Warcraft, Diablo used to be PC only, not PC, but like a computer game. And just they own multiple. And I mean, Microsoft has already made those steps by making all of Xbox's things also available on PC. Yeah.
Even the Game Pass is on PC.
Exactly. So it seems like we're starting to move away from consoles. I mean, even think about it. Like, I was a console kid straight up. I now have a PC. Adrian was a console kid. He's slowly getting into his PC. Brandon was a console kid. Swore up and down that he never wastes money on a PC. He only wants an Xbox. Now has a PC. Given he still plays his Xbox and stuff, but like, and he did get the PC more for like being able to do his schoolwork and the animation stuff he wanted, but like he likes Valorant. Like he genuinely likes playing Valorant. And I could see this slowly turning into like he's just gonna eventually get to a point where like, well, I guess at this point I have the PC, I might as well just get these games on PC and play on PC.
Yeah. And that's like, so that's one thing that I was actually going to bring up as a talking point, because like, you know, there's no possible way that they could make World of Warcraft work on console. That's just too fucking much. And like a majority of the games that Blizzard makes are really like, you know, Diablo is of course on console, but it used to be like a PC only thing, like you mentioned. And a majority of Blizzard's games are really more PC oriented than console oriented. So I don't know if they're going to make a push to maybe within the next, maybe after the next Xbox, maybe phase into like into making PCs, because like, you know, now they're even using like for the consoles, they're even using graphics cards that are, you know, pretty much just exactly what you would run in a PC. And like, the consoles are getting too close to the PC. Yeah. Like the consoles are now getting to the place where they might as well just be PCs, because, you know, the graphics cards that they have, all of like every single part that's in there is pretty much, you know, what you would run in a regular build. So it's like, and they're getting bigger. Like, you know, everybody made the meme of it being like the Xbox being a fridge, and the meme of the PlayStation being a router, because they're fucking getting so big. So it's like, if they keep getting bigger, you might as well just make it a fucking PC. Especially since
I have a big thing. that you can't really carry around because it's too big or annoying to carry around. At that point, you might as well just carry around your damn PC.
Honestly, in my opinion, because I've seen an Xbox Series X, I wouldn't even want to... I would rather, lug my fucking huge-ass PC around over that thing just because of how bulky and ridiculous it is. So, And now with this acquisition, I had a feeling that maybe within the next 20 or so years, they might just phase out consoles in general. But now with this acquisition, I really think that Microsoft may just be gunning for making or for phasing out the Xbox, or maybe even making Xbox like a PC brand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the same vein as like Alienware, all of mm-hmm. that stuff.
Like the Xbox is now a tower
yeah.
for a PC.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Because, they're getting to that
point. I mean, it basically already
point.
Is that, it's that, because, you can go on the internet with it. You can, you use a controller, but, you can go on the internet with it. It has its own little, dashboard home screen that you can customize.
It's just, I feel like eventually, and honestly, I don't want to bring Nintendo into this for, no reason, but, I kind of feel bad for Nintendo because... everybody shits on Nintendo for not having the best, quality graphics-wise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like maybe even now Nintendo might have to force into their, R&D for something to, keep up. Because I feel like, if anything, Xbox, like I said, might be pushing to transform or to phase out the Xboxes. And if both of the or at least one of the consoles in the console war phases out completely into just becoming PC only, then, Sony's probably going to feel the need to join the, what's it called? Join the fucking, what I'm trying to say.
PC world.
Yeah, join the PC realm, and then maybe Nintendo will feel the need to eventually catch on to that. That's what I'm hoping, at least.
I kind of like the way they have the Switch, to be honest. I'd prefer,
Yeah, but I like the Switch. Don't get me wrong, but I would really... I would prefer, I don't play Nintendo games for the graphics quality. I play them more for, the story or just the enjoyment of playing them. But playing, a 4K Pokemon game would be fucking, insane. I would love that so much. Or even Breath of the Wild in, 8K. I know that you can now with illegal shit, but... just a legal version that's 8K Breath of the Wild would be perfect, absolutely perfect.
I think part of Nintendo's charm, though, is the fact of when you play it, you're on this modern thing, but you feel like you're playing a classic back in the day game.
Yeah.
I feel like that's part of their charm. That's part of their, because if you think about it, still all Nintendo games kind of play the same as old ones, just they've definitely modernized it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if you pick up one of those old Pokemon games, do they have different looks to them and stuff like that? Yes, but the gameplay and the way you go about things is still very classic and, like you would in your childhood and stuff like that. Yeah. So to me, I'd almost prefer Nintendo, you got it. Keep your console, keep your Switch, don't move to no PC, just stay the way you are. I personally like Nintendo and how they do their things. I always separate them away from Xbox and PlayStation
too.
Just because it's not fair. To me, it's two completely different things and they're going for two completely different, fan bases and gameplay and stuff like that and feel.
Fan bases, gameplay, feel, audiences, Nintendo's still primarily aimed at children where, yes, Xbox and or Microsoft and Sony do have stuff for kids, but it's more ranges, I guess. And, Nintendo's trying to aim at, the adults, too, but it's, if you want, a first-person shooter or a horror game or anything of that, kind of range where it's, more, quote-unquote, adult, obviously you wouldn't really go to Nintendo. I mean, more so now, or more so in the past than now, because I know that Nintendo's really trying to, gun it for like older audiences as well, because they're doing like a lot more indie games and a lot more like very serious, what you would classify as a quote unquote adult kind of game. Also, a lot of complaints that people get when, or like people give when they're playing a game under Nintendo's like umbrella, is that, you know, the graphics quality isn't you know that hot, or the what's it called? I was gonna say like the processing power, but you know, like the what is it called? Like, it doesn't run well, you know what I mean? So I feel like with maybe the fear of getting phased out entirely, Nintendo might step up their game to at least, because like, I know that Nintendo's content with not, you know, having a fucking 3090 in their goddamn Switch, unlike, you know, these other two psychopaths over here, but at least to where they would like bring it up to speed of what like an Xbox 360 could do, like I would be fine with that. But I don't know, because like, I feel like it would do nothing but benefit Nintendo, but at the same time, like, I agree with you. I don't really think that they would, just because that's, like, not really the aesthetic that they're going for. It's more of what the fans want, and Nintendo doesn't really do a good job of listening to the fans. They kind of take in that... What's the fucking word? You know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, way off the rails there. I just think that, like, Microsoft acquiring Activision Blizzard is, like, an insane thing. Like, I never in a million years really would have thought that, like, that would happen. Because, like, you don't really think of, like, a console when you think of Blizzard. And yes, Activision owns Blizzard, but it's just a really abstract thing for me. I know a lot of people are blown away by it, and I just wanted to kind of see what you guys thought as well.
I think it's crazy that Microsoft owns Candy Crush now.
Is that the other thing that they own?
Yeah, they own Candy Crush now, bro.
That's fucking hilarious. Dude, Candy Crush on Xbox. Wild.
Bro. Yeah, it'll be on there for free. It's just like Uno, you know?
Yo. What about your thoughts, Candy Adrian? Crush. Oh, my bad.
Sorry. Adrian, you don't get a turn.
I'm pretty sure I already said my thoughts. Just saying, like, they can unironically make their own Smash.
Yeah. I didn't know if you had more before I went off on my tangent.
I was just going to say that Candy Crush makes like $1 billion a year or something crazy.
Yeah, and now it's going to be $1 billion towards Microsoft.
Wait,
products.
People still play that? Like, yes.
Yes.
Bro, I have it installed right now? No, I'm kidding.
Bro. But yeah, that's really all that I have to say. I don't know if you guys have anything else to throw in.
Nah, other than Candy Crush, not really, bro. Because I don't think much will truly change. I mean, it might go in the direction that like Brennan was talking about, where like Xbox just shifts all its focus towards PC.
I don't
think
in terms of console wars, I don't think anything's really gonna change. But I think it's really gonna change the game for Microsoft more than anything.
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna be like everything. Gaming has changed forever. Nothing like that.
No. It's more like Microsoft is changing forever. but yeah, so I don't know if you want to do the what was it, the Weebly Weeds Weebs Weeb, what was it,
what is Weebly Weeden?
Yeah, what is Weebly Weeden? God, I hate
I mean, has anyone been reading anything new? Like, I didn't get to start Chainsaw Man.
I started reading The Quintessential Quintuplets.
I don't know
why,
that is, but it sounds sus.
It's not sus. I mean, I guess it is sus. I don't know. It's a slice of life romance thing. It's nothing sus. It's literally just this one dude teaching a bunch of stupid quintuplets schoolwork. It's really wholesome. It's so good. I've literally...
But it's romance? Sounds a little sus.
all five of them fall in love with him. It's fucking... It's hilarious, though. Like, I've heard so much about it. And, like, I don't know why, but, like, lately on TikTok, I've been hearing, like, or like every other TikTok for some reason was about, like, The Quintessential Quintuplets. And I was like, you know what? I'm seeing a bunch of this shit, and I've heard a bunch of good things about it, so I'm going to start reading it. And I fell in love with it after the first fucking chapter. So
you, basically, you, like, what happened with me in Solo Leveling.
Yes.
Which, speaking of that, I finished it. Obviously, I recommend reading it, like, just straight out, period. Like it's really good.
Oh yeah, you finished it this week, didn't you?
Dude, I finished it last week.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you did.
Oh yeah, you finished it after we recorded the podcast.
Yeah, it's dude, like it's just so good. Like genuinely it's good to the point where like it might be like collect, like I might collect the manhwas or manhwa. How do you pronounce it?
I have no idea.
Manwha. Because it's not technically a manga. It's something else. There's also light novels, but I genuinely might collect the like physical copies. And by might, I mean I probably will when I have enough money and I can find them all and stuff like that. Just because I feel bad that I read it off a pirated website.
Oh yeah, same.
You know, I want to do my due diligence and, you know, buy the proper copies to show support, because like I said, I genuinely enjoyed it. Definitely recommend reading it. I need to read Chainsaw Man now, though.
You should get on that.
I'm also wanting to read or watch. I don't remember what it's called. I sent it to Adrian. Do you remember what it's called, Adrian?
It's the one, Vanitas. You love that shit, Diego.
Oh, the case study of Vanitas?
Yeah.
What about it?
I saw a TikTok of it, and it looked kind of sick. So I sent it to Adrian. I was like, hey, hold that, because I need to come back to this. Whenever I see something that I'm like, I need to come back to this, I send it to Adrian. I'm like, hey, hold this for me. But Adrian will get to you. I do want to see what Jay's been reading and watching, though, because he wasn't on last week, so he didn't get to like share what he was reading and watching.
Oh snap! Okay, y'all put me on the spot here, bro.
It can be one or two. You know, it doesn't have to be all of them if you don't want to share all of them. But like things you would recommend to people.
Since I haven't been on for a couple episodes, you know. What I've been watching is a little anime called Kaiji.
Oh my fucking god. This is the anime that he chose over fucking One Piece, by the way.
Listen, okay? Kaiji, so it's pretty old. It's animated by Madhouse, okay? But it's really, really good, okay? It reminds me of Squid Game if Squid Game was about gambling, all right? That's all I have. I mean, you know, there is gambling in Squid Game, but like if the actual games that they play had like gambling elements in it. Honestly, I think Squid Game pretty much ripped off Kaiji if you watch it, but Kaiji's like way better, bro. It's hype as hell, bro. I highly recommend Kaiji. It was I might have to switch to reading the manga because the show didn't animate all of it. Like it reached a good stopping point, kind of like Hunter, but you know, I'm gonna have
Speaking
to check that
of
out.
Speaking of Hunter, bro.
Boy.
I can't wait to start reading the Dark Continent arc, bro.
Oh, have fun reading Hunter. Oh, God.
Really? He's reading a light novel.
I'm fine with that, bro. I read the night novel for High School DxD, so.
What the fuck? All right, yeah, bro.
Hey, bro, this man's now mad.
Look, it's not as bad as the anime, okay? The anime is a little freaky, but the light novel is pretty good.
Yeah, when you read it, it don't hit the same. Her voluptuous titty.
Anyways, Brennan, and I know.
Well, wait,
I know
Adrian.
I wasn't done before you moved on to Jay. Because I was literally gonna say that I'm probably gonna start collecting quintessential quintuplets, because it's like the Comey can't. It's the OG Comey can't communicate. It's funny. It's wholesome, and yeah. But Adrian. What have you been weeding? I hate that so much. I still hate it.
I've read a little bit of the Golden Age for Berserk, so I'm probably like in the middle of the Golden. Actually, yeah, I would say more towards the middle of the Golden Age arc. I can't wait to get out of that arc because I love it. It's a good arc. I've just seen it so many times that I'm sick of it, and I just want to get past this part. But I want to read a manga version of it, of course. Now, I have to say, unfortunately, caught up to all of Java's reincarnation,
bro,
and it is sus as always, even more than last season.
Wow,
I
didn't think that was possible.
Javen, you will be disappointed, but there is the main character does have a sex scene,
bro.
with the redhead chick.
No way.
Yep. It happens. I was shook.
Disappointment is immeasurable.
It happens. It doesn't, thank God, it doesn't show anything. But you know it happens. And it's a good story. Like, it has this.
Imagine being consciously 30 years old, yet sleeping with a 13-year-old.
Well, no, you would be 40 at that point. It's even worse.
I don't know how old he is in season 2, to be honest. So.
Well, no, because if he's reincarnated 30, no, he, at 30, he's got to spend like 10 years.
He
died when he was 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was like his late 30s.
Did he?
That's what I'm saying. If he died in his late 30s, then at this point in the anime, he's like 40 something.
All I'm going to say is at the time, he is 13 years old and a chick is 15. But consciously, in his body, he's probably like 40.
That's fucking disgusting.
He was 34 years old.
So he's 47. Having intimate relations with a child. That's disgusting.
With a 15-year-old, with his 15-year-old cousin.
That's even worse.
Yes. This is...
Well,
how do you like it?
I'm vetoing
it,
this. No, we're not talking about this anymore. That's fucking nasty. He already said he enjoyed it, despite how sus it is.
Hey, yo.
I don't think there's going to be another season for a while because it's actually really almost caught up to the manga. Like, it's almost 25 chapters away from being caught up. So I'm not going to bother with reading it. I don't really care that much to read it, nor do I really want to see anything else that happens. Sus. Why? So if anything, I'm probably going to like grind the fuck out of reading Berserk so I can get out of this Golden Age arc and read something newer to me.
Yeah.
Are you gonna keep watching Jobless Reincarnation?
I want to see, like, because I want to see where it ends. Because low key, there was a character that's very interesting.
Dude.
But at the same time, I just don't want to like read it because I don't know if it's worse in the manga or even better. I don't know if I should find the answer to that question. So I'm just gonna put that on hold. I'll wait for the new season whenever that's gonna happen. It's probably not gonna happen for 2 years at this point because of how close it is to the manga.
I would like to point out that Jobless Reincarnation was nominated for Best Fantasy of the Year, and it's facing Ranking of Kings and 2 Year Eternity. And all I have to say is, even though Jobless Reincarnation is the best isekai I've ever seen, I think I'm going to vomit if it wins Best Fantasy of 2021.
It better not. I swear to God.
I hope it not. Please, man. Have Ranking of Kings ruin that shit, man. I can't.
2 Year Eternity. Fuck both those shows. All right, well, if that's everything. Well, actually, so you said that you're going to continue reading Berserk?
Yes.
I think I'm going to try to see if I can either read more Bleach or finish Quintessential Quintuplets this week. I might even start watching more Hunter x Hunter, to be honest, because I've been fiending for that low-key.
Yes, sir. Love to hear it.
Brennan, what about you? What do you think you're going to watch or read this week besides Chainsaw Man? Or maybe it could just be Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man, and like I said, the one show I told you about that you like. I also want to try that Talked OP Destiny or whatever it is.
Oh, it's so good.
Like that, I saw some animations for it, and it looks pretty sick. There's a couple that I want to try watching, but I'm just like...
Like, I'm not entirely sure if it's for you, but you might enjoy it. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. The animation's great. Some of like the character development is really good. The fights are pretty solid too, to be honest. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'm open. I really hope Solo Leveling gets its anime.
All right, Jay, what about you?
So you're asking what I'm going to be watching or reading?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'll probably start watching all the new animes.
You
so
haven't
that
watched
I can make...
any of it yet?
Yeah,
you're
yeah. So I'm gonna
mad lad.
Well, I've actually changed how the video is gonna be, but we'll talk about that later.
All right.
So I'm definitely gonna be watching My Dress Up Darling. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right. I'm also gonna be watching Rust Eater Bisco. And
double
I'm gonna be checking out some of the new anime this season. Finally, I'm gonna get around to it so I can make a video about it. Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, that's fire. All right, well, Brennan, wrap this shit up.
All right, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Kind of had a little bit of everything for once. Instead of it being like super heavy on one thing, we kind of had, I feel like, a pretty fair amount. You know, still fuck the DC Cinematic Universe. or entertainment universe, sorry. Until they can get something right. You know, shout out to Microsoft for buying Activision. Shout out to Demon Slayer for being goated. Shout out to Tokyo's Revengers for being goated. Fuck Odd Taxi, fuck 86. what was the other one? Something Boy, screw them.
Sunny Boy.
Sunny Boy, there you go. Yeah, didn't even remember his name. Yeah, screw them. Shout out Jujutsu Kaisen. Shout out the boy Yuji. Shout out to Jujutsu Kaisen movie coming out soon.
A lot of shouting out for not shouting out us.
Shout out Jay, you know, new YouTube video. Go check that out. Link in the
after
bio.
Like 6 months.
I took a little break, but we back.
So like I was saying, screw all those other anime. Screw Diego. Don't go check out his YouTube. No, I'm just kidding. As always, go check out Diego's YouTube and Twitch down in the description. Adrian, I ain't even going to shout you out this time just because you still ain't stream.
Fuck you.
Instead of checking out his Twitch, check out my Twitch.
I mean, if y'all really want to, you can check out his. He probably ain't going to be streaming anyway, so it's not like it really matters. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy your night, morning, or evening. As always, we will catch you guys next week.
Deuces.
Bye.
See ya.